This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you may join us toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, you've got Ian,
James,
and Daryl.
Don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. You get to create the content that you see there over at freetalklive.com. So please enjoy. You get the Reddit-based system that you see on the front page. That is full of items selected by you, put there by listeners like you, voted on by listeners like you. Go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. We go to the phone calls and your calls and thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. For those of you just tuning in the first hour, we discussed the Apple versus the federal government story, where Apple Computer is publicly stating that the federal government has demanded now, through a judge's order, that Apple de-encrypt a cell phone, a smartphone that happened to purportedly be owned by one of the shooters in the San Bernardino killings that happened in early December. The judge is ordering Apple to break that encryption. Apple is saying, well, we can't do that. We can't do it technically, nor would we do it if we could do it technically, because to create a backdoor in our operating system would basically destroy our reputation in the marketplace, which we've created over, you know, decades of giving our customers encryption in the more recent years and protecting their data. If we put a backdoor in, then that means that anyone that knows about the backdoor and has the details on how to access that backdoor would then have access to everyone who has an iPhone and all of their personal and secret data. So we'll get into that deeper here with Tim in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live. And then coming up, what Donald Trump has to say about all this. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
You're talking about the encryption. Now, I've been dealing with Google's reticence and response to concerns that I have, because it seems like every time I turn around, I have an Android phone, and every time I turn around, there's something new that comes up that either shuts off a function or adds something to the phone that I don't want. And so I read this was from a while back. You guys had a show that it was probably a month ago where you said I don't remember who was on, but the subject came up: who really reads the terms of use and the privacy policy? Well, I do every time. The reason I do that every time, and in fact, I read every single word, and I can understand every single word too. I mean, because they're self-defining. They have a glossary for the terms in there sometimes, and if you don't know what they mean, you know, it'll actually tell you what it means. So, I read the terms of use. I read the privacy policy. And when they say terms of use, they say, okay, we will do this certain thing. You won't like it, but we'll do it. And they said, I mean, basically, that's what it is. They will set things up in your service, in your device, whatever it happens to be, and they will make your device do what they want it to do. You turn on your microphone, turn on your camera, turn your microphone off, turn your camera off, turn on recording, you know, go through your contacts and blank out your emails and things like that. I mean, Verizon has actually come out and said, I mean, this is probably, I guess your show was probably 2 months ago, now that I think about it. But anyway, Verizon probably a month or so ago, a month and a half ago, said that they were actively blocking and erasing customers' emails. So that's if you think of privacy policies, there's a privacy policy right there. There's people's privacy that they're invading on their own. But as I said, I read the...
You said Verizon was blocking people's emails?
Yeah. Blocking emails that people were writing and erasing emails, and if they don't...
Why would they do that?
I don't know why they would do that, but they admitted that they were doing it. They admitted that they were doing it probably several years ago. Hmm. Actually, they just admitted it now, but for all intents and purposes, in all likelihood, they were doing it years ago, because I've had Verizon for years, and I know that they've actively blocked. There's certain subjects, there are certain there are certain, I don't know, just certain, well, certain subjects, certain, certain people that I talk to possibly that, I've found that I can no longer contact, that there's different things, you know.
Are you saying, just to be clear, are you saying you saw Verizon make some sort of public statement about how they're just blocking some customers' emails? I can't imagine why any technology service company like that would make a statement like that.
They did. You have to look. You can look it up. I mean, like you're mentioning the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Mm-hmm. I think the Electronic Frontier Foundation had something about that, and maybe even Epic, the Electronic Privacy Information Center, had something about that as well. So
why would anyone? I mean, knowing that, if that's true, I mean, are you sure you're not talking about they're trying to block spammers? Because obviously, every internet service provider does that.
Not spam. Not spam at all. It wasn't anything to do with spam. It was just saying. Basically saying that they're using it's a blanket statement. They're saying they're basically doing it all the time, whether you like it or not. They've been doing it for quite some time, and now they're finally.
And how do they determine whose emails to block?
They just do it whenever they feel like it. That's what I'm saying.
That just doesn't make sense. It just sounds like a conspiracy theory.
You bring up a good point on the.
You can say what you like about conspiracy theories, but at the same time, it's also a conspiracy. Of the company doing something, all it takes is two people doing something wrong.
Well, I'm not seeing anything about it, and I'm Googling around here, and I'm not finding anything.
I'm finding stuff on the Verizon forums that's titled, Verizon is blocking my outgoing emails, incoming emails blocked, Verizon outgoing email server
blocking spam. Yeah, it sounds like a technical difficulty.
Spam.
I mean, sure.
Verizon emails blocked.
Yeah, at some point, you're going to have difficulties with your mail server, and some people are going to have issues as a result of that. So it wouldn't surprise me that given 100,000 different posts on given 100,000 different posts on their forum from people that are having issues with their service, probably some of them are going to have issues with their email service. But that's different than having some sort of company-wide policy to just randomly block people's emails for whatever arbitrary reason.
Yeah, let's assume that that's true.
By the company. It was an admission.
Hold on.
All right, well, find it for me because I can't find it here, dude.
Let's assume that Verizon's randomly blocking emails for whatever reason. Okay, the solution, just switch to AT&T.
Switch your email provider. Well, you shouldn't use your Wi-Fi.
They're actually worse, but
yeah, I would never use a wireless access provider for email in the first place. Use a third-party email client or third-party email service. That way, if you change service providers, if you go from one cell phone company to another cell phone company, you can have your same email address. You don't have to change your email address over. What a pain that's got to be to have to move your email from one provider to another.
I've not even changed my telephone number in the last 7 years.
Yeah. So anyway, go ahead, Tim.
Okay, what I was going to say is that here's another thing. I'm using Gmail. I'm using Google. Okay, I'm using Gmail. I'm not using Hotmail, which is Microsoft or whatever. I guess, you know, all the other ones that are out there, Rocket Mail and other ones. I'm not using any of those. I've been using Gmail probably for 15 years, and I've never had a problem with them specifically. But when I do, as I say, when I do read the privacy policies and terms of use, and they change all the time. They don't tell you when they change them. But if you want to change something on your phone, on your device, on your computer, on your email service, I read it because there's always something new in there. And sometimes they take things away, and then they say they also have a statement in there that says we will do other things later on, and this. You're just automatically giving us authorization to do these things later on if you're using our service.
Yep, that's true. Which is why I don't bother reading those policies because, as you're pointing out, most of the time you can just change them. They can just change them.
Right.
And sometimes they don't even have to notice you. Some of them will say, we will give you notice of the policies change.
Right.
And then, you know, your continued use of our service is that you are, that essentially is your notice that you're agreeing to our notice.
Right,
or they'll sometimes say, we have no obligation to even give you notice. If you want to know if we've changed our policy, you're going to have to contact us. Of course, no one's going to do that either. Thanks, Tim. Well, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us here. Look, if you go and you look up Verizon blocking emails, you don't find news stories about this. So I don't know where Tim saw this information. You do find posts that you were talking about, Daryl, on like technical support forums. Hey, something's wrong with my email. It seems like you might be blocking these emails, which is different than a policy statement saying, we are now blocking emails because we feel like it.
And most of the things related to that were started talking about, here's how you go in the settings and set certain domains to the whitelist to make sure you always get stuff from Gmail.
Right. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And the whitelist is a way to, the blacklisting that they have is a way to stop spammers. That's what those policies exist for. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial Control, toll free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. And with you in studio, it's Ian,
James,
and Daryl.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. Now, if you're online and you're not using any kind of privacy methods, well, shame on you, because they're pretty easy to access these days. They're easier than ever to utilize, and ProXPN is one of them. ProXPN is a great step towards having more privacy on the Internet. In fact, they're a virtual private network, and they encrypt your data from your computer or mobile device. ProXPN even offers OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption, with apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's Linux support as well. Unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. With more servers being added all the time, ProXPN works hard to give you greater speed and security compared to other VPNs. If you're a Windows user, ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. They accept credit card and even Bitcoin. And if you use code FTL50, you'll get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of the annual account. It can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Use the Internet the way it was meant to be used, privately. Go to ProXPN.com now and use code FTL50 to take back the privacy that is your right. That's ProXPN.com, code FTL50. We've been discussing the Apple versus federal judge case here, where a federal judge has issued an order saying that Apple must assist the FBI by providing a backdoor into their encryption software on the iPhone operating system, iOS, and Apple saying, nope, not going to do that. In fact, we can't even do it. Even if you were to put a gun to our head, Mr. FBI agent or Mr. Judge, we still wouldn't be able to do it. We don't know the key to this lock. We maybe created the ability for the person to have the lock, but they created the key, so we don't know it. That's what happens with encryption, is you're generating a private key on your side that if you share it with someone, that would give them access to your encryption, but otherwise nobody, not even the programmer of the encryption algorithms, understands or knows how to get into it. So that's where they are right now. Apple's going to be filing some sort of counterclaim, or I don't know how they respond to this. When a judge writes an order, I don't know if you can motion to object to the order or something like that.
I think there are ways you can.
Apparently,
I don't know what they are.
Yeah, I don't know what they are either. But Apple, I imagine, has the attorneys who know that kind of thing,
yes.
And they're teaming up with the Electronic Frontier Foundation and so on and so forth. So, James, I believe you have some useful quotes, or some amusing quotes, perhaps, or scary quotes, from Donald Trump about this whole situation.
Yeah, so Donald Trump was on Fox and Friends, and he says, you know, I agree 100% with the courts. In that case, we should open it up, the Republican presidential candidate told Fox and Friends, referring to a court order demanding the California-based tech company create a way for federal investigators to break into the iPhone. I think security overall, we have to open it up and we have to use our heads. We have to use common sense. Someone the other day called me a common sense conservative. We have to use common sense.
We're going to have to open up the tubes, get them out there, get the common sense in there.
I mean, the guy is, I don't know if he's an idiot. Obviously, he's not an idiot, but man, he doesn't come across as too well educated in certain circumstances.
You know, one fascinating thing. So I think that John McAfee
yeah,
pointed out that Donald Trump doesn't have a computer on his desk. Like, so you're talking like this guy does not understand technology.
Yeah, that's a great observation.
Like
he has assistants who do his computing for him.
Could you imagine like operating in today's world without a computer? To me, it's like baffling.
Well, maybe he has a smartphone and that does count as a computer. It's obviously not as, I don't think, as productive of a way to use a computer. I'd rather have a keyboard and a mouse in front of me than a one-handed use of a smartphone. But, I wonder if Donald Trump's using the old flip phone, the old dumb phone kind of phone. If, like, anybody's seen him actually on his phone, is he using a smartphone?
Don't know.
Or is he using a dumb phone? It would be interesting to find that out.
Yeah, I'd say, like, okay, like,
I suspect the latter.
Let's open it up. Like, okay, Donald, like, let's go through all your things.
You go first.
Yeah, let's open up your files for public, you know.
Whoa,
viewing.
whoa, we can't have that. I was only talking about in the case of the murderer. I'm not going to let you see my files.
Yeah,
Trump secrets.
Trump, too, he has some kind of thing like, well, you know, we shouldn't inconvenience everyone, but we should profile and we should, you know, like, really look at the Muslim people, like, or, you know, whatever his issue is, you know.
He was talking about prohibiting, I believe, Muslims from even coming into the United States.
Yes. All Muslims and anybody from Syria, and he wants to surveil and or close down all mosques. He wants to build a wall on the Mexican border and make Mexico pay for it, and a bunch of other horrible stuff. He wants to increase the taxes on Apple to force them to wind up building stuff
in the U.S.
Now, I'd like to see that. I'd like to see Donald Trump try to force Mexico to pay for a wall. Like, how are you going to do that, Donald? Are you going to, like, invade Mexico? Like,
yeah, he's never explained how he's going to do that, I don't think. If he has explained it, I would love to hear the explanation, just because I'm sure it would be laughable.
Oh, it's going
to
be great. We're going to build that wall, and it's going to be so great.
And here's
it's just going to be great.
Here's Trump saying of Apple. He says, "Who do they think they are? They have to open it up." You know, it's just
sorry, bro. You don't understand the situation.
But I've got money, and so they have to do what I want.
Well, usually, if you have money and you throw enough
money at something,
yeah,
fix it.
Right. If you throw enough money at something, you can usually get something fixed or built.
Well, how about
whatever.
This? You know, I order. You know. You, Donald Trump, to there'll never be any bad weather again. Otherwise, you're in contempt of court. Like why not just order the impossible of, you
That's
know,
what they're doing. That's what the judge has essentially ordered, is the impossible. So, Donald Trump, here you go, you libertarians, supposed self-professed libertarians who support Donald Trump. And now, I'm not saying the other Republican candidates or Democrat candidates would disagree with him. They probably all will take the side of the state. It would be interesting to see what all of their responses are, but I would predict that every single one of them would say, well, you know, it's, well, normally I would support encryption, but in this case, this is an exigent circumstance. This is a super important case, and we need to have the ability, if we need to go in and crack encryption. I can't imagine any of these authoritarian presidential candidates would disagree with Trump.
Yeah.
Maybe they would be more diplomatic in their way of saying it.
Here's the thing. Like, Daryl brought up a good point. Like, imagine, like, there is a company that makes safes. So people are buying it for protection, and the government says, you know, you have to give us a master key for all the safes. Who's going to buy the safe, you know? It's like people who...
Or it would be almost like saying... All right, I realize that you want these safes to be, you know, really safe and secure, but you've got to put a false back on it. That way, you know, anybody that needs to get in, they can just, you know, like, tap it, and then the back falls off.
Like, to me, like, I don't know, like, I think it's kind of creepy. Like, I noticed, so here in Keene, the all the businesses, they have a special box on the back of the business.
Yep.
And the fire department has the keys to the business. Like, to me, that's creepy.
That's
like,
true.
Like, I don't want the government having access to my business. And, you know, it's like, I don't know.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE.
Who wants that kind of stuff?
That's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts on the courts versus Apple and or Donald Trump. 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype in. Skype username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, the latest on Arcade City.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora. and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Join us here on the radio waves and bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian,
James,
and Daryl.
And don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want at freetalklive.com. You can also learn about the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. If you can't make it up here for the Liberty Forum, which we'll tell you about that here in a moment, it's starting tomorrow in Manchester, New Hampshire, and it really kicks into gear on Friday and Saturday. If you can't make it up to be at the Liberty Forum to experience the community of liberty-minded people that we have here as part of the Free State Project, people who, like the three of us, have made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, this movement, this migration of libertarians, most of them who, you know, are pretty principled, liberty-oriented individuals who are concentrating themselves physically in New Hampshire. If you want a taste of that community, go to 101reasonsfilm.com. Watch the documentary. It's only an hour long. It's called 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a great documentary, and it's packed full of information about why New Hampshire is already the freest place in the United States and why it's poised to become the solidly most free place because of thousands of liberty-loving people like us who are moving here thanks to the Free State Project. The documentary is free to watch. You can go watch it, not right now, when the show's over. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com, 101reasonsfilm.com. As we continue here, Donald Trump taking the side of the state, saying that we need to open it up He wants to open up security. He wants to have the federal government to have the ability to go into your phone anytime they want to. Now, he's not coming right out and saying that, but ultimately that's what he's doing. If you take the side of the judge in this Apple case, if you're one of the 40% of Americans, according to a non-scientific online poll, if you're one of those 40% who takes the side of the judge, then you're not just taking the side of the judge in this one example. Oh, it's only this one time. Well, we only want to get into this one phone. No.
It's only one phone.
No. They want access to everyone's phone because that's what government does. They want wholesale, wide-cutting access to all of your data. That's what they love. They love details about you. Even if they don't actually use the information against you right away, down the line, they can turn that tool against whoever they want to, whether it's their political opponents, whether it's companies that they don't like, or whether they just don't like you. And they want to investigate you and find something to bring you up on charges for, or plant something to bring you up on charges for, or whatever. So kudos to Apple for staying strong in this particular arena. I think you're done with the Donald Trump quotes, right, James? We burned through those?
Yep.
So you've got, Daryl, some Trump-related news. This doesn't have to do with the Apple situation. Of course, people can still call in about that. But other Trump-related news, this authoritarian candidate who is leading in the polls, I believe, still.
Yes. Leading, but again, he is not leading with majorities. He's leading with pluralities.
He's also up against several candidates.
Right. There's, like a dozen people that are on most of the ballots for the Republican nomination. Now it's down to, I think, maybe like 7 or 8 candidates that are actually doing any sort of campaigning. But because of, when filing deadlines were, most of the ballots that, the deadlines have already passed on, there's, I think, like 15 candidates on those ballots. But there was, speaking of polling, there was a scientific poll that was done. It was conducted by USA Today and Suffolk University. And the results were released yesterday, shows that 38% of likely voters said that they were fearful if Trump won the Republican presidential nomination.
Okay.
33% felt the same about Hillary Clinton and the Democratic nomination. A Trump nomination scared 62% of Democrats, 17% of Republicans, and 33% of self-described independents. A Clinton nomination scared 60% of Republicans, 8% of Democrats, and 35% of independents.
Read me the Trump statistics again. Trump scared how, who, what, where?
Trump scared 62% of Democrats,
okay.
17% of Republicans, and 1 out of 3 of self-described independents, 33% of independents.
That's not really that new. I mean, I guess the newsworthy detail there is that Republicans aren't afraid of Donald Trump. 17% of Republicans saying, well, I'm scared by him.
Yes.
Which means that the supermajority of Republicans are not scared by him, even though he may not be their selection. Right now, the right. South Carolina poll, recent poll by Bloomberg.com published today, Donald Trump leading with the first choice at 36%, followed by Ted Cruz, nearly half at 17%, Marco Rubio 15%, Jeb Bush 13%. Now, what those numbers will change into after, let's say, Jeb drops out or Ben Carson, Kasich, who are lower in the pack, drop out.
Well, the South Carolina numbers probably aren't going to change very much between now and Saturday when the Republicans vote.
No, what I mean is when those characters drop out, eventually what those votes will change into, we don't know. Will the Ben Carson supporters go for Donald Trump, or will they go for somebody else? Will they go in different directions? What will happen there? And this is how, if Donald Trump is going to start losing, that he will lose, right, is that the other candidates are splitting the remainder of the vote.
Yes.
And the question is, what will those others do? Well, if this poll is any indicator, if this poll is accurate, and you said it was a scientific poll.
Yes.
If this poll is accurate, then that says to me that most of the supermajority of the Republican voters wouldn't have a problem. They're not scared of Donald Trump becoming president.
Actually, a majority of voters overall have a negative view of Donald Trump.
But not the Republican voters. When you did the breakdown, it only broke down to 17%.
Hold on. There's a difference between, are you scared of this guy, and do you have a negative opinion of this guy?
Okay. Did they ask both of those questions?
Yes.
Okay.
and I'm trying to find the breakdown by party of the favorability.
Okay.
But overall, it's 56%
not favorable
that have a negative opinion of Donald Trump.
Hmm.
54% right. have a negative opinion of Hillary Clinton. And Bernie, I saw that number just a second ago.
So most voters not in favor of Donald Trump. Most voters not in favor of Hillary Clinton.
Correct.
But given it were Trump versus Clinton, most of them will make some kind of choice between the two because we know most voters won't go third party.
Right.
And
now here's the thing. If, say, Michael Bloomberg decides to jump in and run as an independent candidate, which he's rumored to be considering, then I could see people wind up, you know, voting outside of the two-party system.
Would they?
For Michael Bloomberg.
Why? What makes him so special? Just because he's a billionaire?
He's a billionaire, former mayor of New York City. He's right. got name recognition.
True.
And remember, the thing that made Ross Perot special, he was a billionaire and bought name recognition.
Yeah, I was about to bring up Ross Perot. I mean, that was an example where people, I guess Republicans voted for, you know,
it was
a third party guy.
Split evenly between Republicans and Democrats that voted for Ross Perot.
Yeah, but you could be right. I guess I had always heard it was the Republicans.
Right. The Republicans always say that because they're stupid and they don't look at statistics. So they want people to believe if you vote for somebody that's not a Republican, mm-hmm. then you're causing the Democrat to win. Even though history does not stand by that at all.
I guess my takeaway, you know, like when people say that they're afraid that this person's going to win or this person's going to win, you got to say there's something really wrong with this organization that, you know, we're going to be afraid. Like, I'm not afraid of who's going to be running Walmart. Like, I
sure. It doesn't matter.
Who cares?
Are the prices low? Okay, let's go.
Yeah, because it doesn't negatively impact me. Like, the government, the state is an organization that has so much potential to make your life crappy.
You know, as an aside, I was actually at Walmart tonight before the show doing some shopping, and they had the inventory people in, the RGIS inventory people that wear the brown
shirt. Yeah, I saw them too, actually. I was there.
And, you know, it was interesting because they were being watched by the Walmart employees. And I think that's because they're notorious for actually stealing the inventory, and so the Walmart employees have to stand there and watch them count. But if that's the case, why do they hire this outside firm? I guess it's because it's, you know, an outside firm and it's not a conflict of interest or something. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Pop quiz for all business owners. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, which one of these can you lose? Your home, your car, or your life savings? The answer? All three. Because if you're not incorporated, it's not just your business that can be sued, it's you too, which means you could lose everything. Once business owners realize the risk of not being incorporated, they usually scramble to incorporate or form an LLC. To make it quick and easy, Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now, 1-800-915-1027. Protect your financial future. At Incorporate.com, they don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide. 1-800-915-1027. Hurry while supplies last. 1-800-915-1027. That's 1-800-915-1027.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio waves. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Donald Trump, some people are afraid that he could possibly win. They're worried about what might happen in that particular case. Of course, he's a total authoritarian. As we learned tonight, he's in favor of the government side of the Apple versus the courts discussion that we've been having throughout the night tonight. You're welcome to comment on anything, whether it's Trump or the Apple court case situation. Anything goes here. 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype in here at username lrn.fm. Also, want to let you know that Arcade City is back. They're back accepting drivers. Now, they're brand new. Arcade City is a ride-sharing app built by drivers for drivers. They're more decentralized than Uber and Lyft. And if you want, you can keep all of what you earn with Arcade City. Now, it used to be that you had to be a highly rated Uber or Lyft driver to qualify for Arcade City. Now they're opening it up to anyone who wants to apply to be a driver. What you do have to qualify now is you have to be able to prove a background check. So that's what Arcade City was using the Uber and Lyft for previously, was Uber and Lyft will go ahead and put you through a background check if you apply to work for them. And so the idea was, well, if you were already a driver for Uber or Lyft, that means you passed the background check, so therefore you would pass Arcade City. So if you are a driver for Uber and Lyft, then it'll be super easy for you to certify and become an Arcade City driver. If you're not yet if you're not a driver for Uber or Lyft and you want to drive for Arcade City, you just have to prove that you've passed a background check. Now, what that means, I don't exactly know. But you can go and find out by going to arcade.freetalklive.com, and that's where you can sign up to be a driver for Arcade City. That's arcade.freetalklive.com. And if you want to ride on Arcade City, then that's super easy. You can just go to arcaderide.freetalklive.com, and you can apply there to be a rider. Obviously, there's no application that you have to go through besides just signing up. So arcaderide.freetalklive.com to ride with Arcade City. There are over 1,000 plus 1,500, 1,800 drivers, I think, the last time I saw, spread out in, you know, across the United States and in some other countries
across
as well.
World.
So whether there are local drivers yet in your area, I don't know. You will only know once you actually sign up over at arcaderide.freetalklive.com and get started and download the app, which does exist. They released their app on time, which is, I think, a huge success story. Anybody who's ever followed software releases knows that if a software company says, we will have our software released on this day, almost always they don't meet the deadline because things go wrong. There are bugs that need to be worked out. But in this case, they actually did release the software on Valentine's Day, as they had promised. And ever since then, and it's only been a few days, but ever since then, there have been multiple updates to the software. They've been adding new features constantly. It's the most updated piece of software I have on my phone. It's literally been updated 10 times, at least, within the last few days. So they're really doing a great job of responding to the drivers' inquiries and suggestions and things like that. And Arcade City is kind of poised to really become a star in the world of ride sharing. So, in fact, it's also making headlines. I've got a story here from, I think it's the Fox Channel here. Let's see. No, it's NBC. NewsWest9.com in Midland, Texas. KWES reporting. Goodbye, Uber. Hello, Arcade City. The new ride-sharing service launched over the weekend in Midland, but the city says the company didn't get a permit to operate in town.
That's kind of the point of Arcade City.
Yeah, and the government doesn't really understand Arcade City, and we'll talk about this. It goes back to the conversation we were having where the, you know, technology moves a lot faster than governments do. A group of former Uber drivers were upset that the Uber app was taking so much in fees, so they looked for an alternative. Arcade City works off something totally different, said Brett Stewart, an Arcade City driver. It's pay what you think is fair. Now, that's one of the ways that you can run in Arcade City, is basically accept donations from your riders. Obviously, not everyone's going to be comfortable with that, because it means you'll probably get stiffed over time. But the idea is that if you just let if you let the riders pay what they feel the ride is worth, that they will pay on average higher than you would get paid from Uber. And so it seems like it's working for the people who are trying this out.
Yeah, another thing is, like, you know, it allows a lot of flexibility. Like let's say I'm a driver, and it's like, do I really want the fare at this price? Like, at Y price, I would take you, but if it's, you know, like, less than Y, I won't take you. But it's like, for the it's good from everyone's perspective, because if I really want the ride, I can, you know, say, I'll pay a lot. Or,
yeah, that's true. And right now, Arcade City's app doesn't have the ability to set rate, so it's operating in donation mode only, from what I understand. But rate setting will come, where each driver will get to set their own rates, rather than having the rate set by Uber or Lyft, some of these central corporations who sort of hand down from on high what the rates should be.
And that's something that governments really are not going to understand. I mean, they love price controls. They love, like, telling you, like, well, if you're a limousine, the minimum price is $50, and, like, you know, they come up with all these arbitrary, like, nonsense, really, when you sit down and think about it.
And that is one of the things that has upset governments, or rather upset the taxi cab companies as well, because the taxi cab companies have been heavily regulated in many cities for a long time, where, you know, the city of Washington, D.C. sets a certain minimum price that every taxi has to charge. There's, like, a maximum rate. There's a minimum rate, I think, in some places.
Yeah, and the problem with, like, you know, things like the minimum wage and, like, maximum and minimum rates is, like let's imagine, like, maybe I'm retired. Maybe I enjoy just giving people rides just to talk to them.
Sure.
Like,
you're
there's
willing
all
to do it for half
of,
price.
Yeah, there's all kinds of scenarios where you're telling that person, like, well, you can't participate in the market at all. Like, you're basically forcing them out of the market. I think it's a real shame, like, when the government does that.
And so one of the things that governments have done is they've now created, it took them a while, But they created TNCs. This is a legal term. It's legalese. We'll get into it. They actually mentioned it here in the story from NewsWest9.com. So again, Brett Stewart, one of the Arcade City drivers, says it's pay what you think is fair. The app just launched over the weekend and started as an Arcade City Facebook group, or rather they started, meaning the local drivers, started as an Arcade City Facebook group for people to request rides in Midland, and the group quickly went viral. Stewart says, quote, the first 2 days we had 300 people sign up on Facebook. However, the new app has not registered with the city. The city of Midland passed an ordinance at the beginning of the year that regulates TNCs, Transportation Network Companies. The ordinance requires the company to obtain a permit and a license. Said Stewart, quote, eventually we would like to become a TNC, this is the driver, but right now we're running off the donation basis. There's no laws or restrictions yet for giving rides. And what he means is he believes that there's not a law that requires there's not a regulation that regulates donation-based rides. Now, the city disagrees, and the city claims that Arcade City is required to register regardless of whether they only take donations.
Right, just like if you were to have a bake sale in front of your house and you're not selling anything, you're... donation, make a donation, and then you can take something off of the table. The city would say, yes, you're selling something, you're running a bake sale, and bake sales need this permit and that permit, and you've got to have health inspector come by on this day, and here's all these other hoops and hurdles that you have to jump through, even though you're actually not charging a fee. It's all based on donation because money's being exchanged, so therefore we rule you.
And if necessary, they'll just change the ordinances, right? So even if the Arcade City guy's right and the ordinances don't cover what they're doing, they'll just add more text to the ordinances.
Either that or just convince the judge that they're right.
Under the ordinance, TNC is defined as, quote, an organization that provides on-demand transportation services for compensation using an online-enabled application or platform to connect passengers with drivers.
Okay, and based on your reading of that, whether money is transacted or not, Arcade City does not fit that definition because right now it's not on-demand.
It's pre-scheduled.
You have to schedule the ride.
That's correct. The city says Arcade City is required to register, quote, it has come to our attention that a group named Arcade City has begun operations within the city of Midland. At this time, we are working to learn more about the business and hope to make contact with representatives in order to discuss compliance under our recently passed ordinance. We are excited that another transportation network company wants to do business in Midland and look forward to working with them, said Midland Public Bureaucrat Officer Sarah Bustillos, or Bustillos. Anyway, what they're looking forward to is the thousands of dollars that they will likely be able to charge the operators in order to become a transportation network company. There's inevitably going to be a fee that will be involved with this, and we'll continue here in moments. You can share your thoughts at 855-453. So the big question is, how are the Arcade City operators in Midland going to respond to this? Are they going to jump through the hoops?
Hope not.
Well, they're not necessarily libertarians who are running Arcade City in Midland, Texas, even though it was founded by a libertarian. We'll get into that here in moments. Hour number three is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.